This edition of the Sessions at Madurai House was first broadcast on the 30th of January 2016 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Welcome to the Sessions at Madurai House. Today we have the pleasure of being joined by Rokia Traore, the Malian singer whose career has spanned almost 20 years and who is just about to release her new album Ne So, which translates to home. This is Traore's sixth album, and the songs, which feature collaborations with the likes of Folkster, Devendra Banhart, Led Zeppelin's John Paul Jones and Nobel Prize-winning author Toni Morrison, are inspired by her own personal battles, as well as those who have been uprooted and lost their homes. In just a moment, we'll explore what home means to Rokia Traore, who divides her time between Bamako and Brussels, and we'll hear her perform a track from the new album at the end of the show. But first, here she is with an older song, Kele Mandi.
Nanti be ya fanema sabola kelemandi ni joni fila bena kaute mirina kele unye fauka jie kake sabali bawye dunia kabu joninsi ya kacha ambena ngalada ambena ngamirina u mansama kukelenda Tulunge na uyewele hana binola Ngani kele ruwa ni nyunjuea Ni kele ni nyundo ya du Ni kele ruwa ni nyungurofo Neti duro imaye walai Edu maye mti duro Kele mandi kani junyu noya kani junyu noya kani junyu noya kani junyu
Rokia Traore, thank you so much for a great session today and welcome to the Sessions at Madurai House.
Thank you for having me.
You're playing a track today from your brand new album, Ne So, which means home. You've travelled around a lot. Where do you call home?
Home is where I can
be, where I can exist, and where I can have dreams, and where I have things to preserve and realize. Home is this place, this basic place where we are humans as humans and or human beings. When you hear home, you can think of someone who is searching for being in the same place and staying at it's a home. It's not that. For me, home is as far as you're free to move. Home can be even traveling. You can have your home with you in a bag. It's about freedom of being what you want. It's about how you want to be and how you want to exist as a human. And for me, home is also travel. And it's now my base is Mali since 2009, but I also have a home in Brussels, and I have a home in Marseille, and I have a home everywhere I go for concerts. I feel free. I have all my dreams with me, and I have no stress because I know there's always somewhere where I'll be back. For this or this reasons, I have a schedule and everything. There's no schedule for people who are just trying to escape something and to survive. There's no hope. There's no schedule. There's no routine. It is about how instinctively to just keep alive. And that is sad. And it's very human, but it's what makes them realizing they're human and having a human life which is destroyed and which is no longer possible to realize, to touch, to feel. And it's a drama. When you are in this kind of situation, you become a problem for the others and you can feel it. That's why we all must think of the everyday life we have and think of the fact it can be changed in very easily and quickly, and we can be in the same situation. And then we treat these people more like humans than like just animals we can keep away, because we don't want this kind of thing with us, because we have to preserve what we have. What is left to preserve if we cannot support each other when there are difficulties?
En 2014, encore 5 500 000 personnes ont fui leur maison, forcées de se réfugier dans des villes, des pays, loin de chez eux. Sans aucune idée du moment où ils pourraient retrouver leurs existences habituelles.
On the album, you've brought in so many collaborators. How did you choose who you wanted to join you on this album?
I wanted to, have people whose presence or participation, made sense to me. The bass guitar has a very big importance, and yes, it was normal to think of John Paul Jones there, and I was glad that he could, and our schedules could match, so we could record this this song. And where I thought of Devendra for me was the right place, but it's also I really love all these people, because I love their personality, and it's a pleasure also to work with them, because they are great artists. So these are the reasons. It's not just about who I'm going to have on the album because I have to have some people. I don't think that way.
While you try to separate truth from untruth, while you try to discover meaning in life, remember
there is one destiny.
One of the people that is on the album is Toni Morrison. How was that? How did that collaboration come about? You did a play together a few years ago.
We kept a very good relationship. We exchanged emails about what was happening in the world, and to me, the situation was, I felt like we have no respect for life and everything is normal as we are here doing things forever and nothing will change. If we love, really love life and we realize how beautiful it is, we probably will also realize that we have to make it going on. It's not forever. What we do here is very important in what here this earth is going to be and humanity is going to be. This discussion came that way and I wrote her that I wrote a song in it, and it came to me in English and I didn't feel comfortable in singing it like that because English is not my mother language, and I was wondering if she could have a look to it, and she said, so just send it to me, and then as she said, she English sized it and sent it back to me, and then I had to write again after her comments and everything, and so that's Tani's participation in the album. Mai.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Today's guest was Rokia Traore, and her new record, Naso, will be released on February the 12th by Nonesuch Records. Rokia is kicking off her European tour on the 6th of February here in London, and will also play dates in the USA in March. Head to rokiatraore.net for more information. That's R-O-K-I-A. T-R-A-O-R-E. Join us again at the same time next week when we'll hear from American singer-songwriter Lissy. This show was mixed by Alex Funnell and produced by me, Holly Fisher. Thanks very much for tuning in.
Abarika kanula nteri eye mai manyuma walola manyuma la masabadambi masabe baru Sanudugu nemanya kaola ikala idu kuma fonteri odeye ne kabakoya uware batige membe wari dugu nemanya kaola ekajigia wale kenteri okafusa wariye. Nemanya kaola ikadana ya kuma fonteri okafosa faye manyuma walola manyuma la masebe dembi masebe baru manyuma walola manyuma la Manyumande masebe dembi masebe baru masebe je abarika kanula nteri eye mai Kariye mai iere dunkana ke waraye manyumande bi manyumambaru kokariye mai iere dunkana ke waraye masebe bi masebe jeke.